Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share.
I don't know how funny it's going to be today because everybody seemed like they're a little tired. What did you do yesterday, Alexis? You usually tell us, but you didn't say anything. You must have been out getting into some stuff you aren't supposed to be in.
No. I wish. Those were the golden years.
What are you doing, rollerblading or something? You out there on your roller skates?
I did want to get some rollerblades, actually, but I know that I'm going to fall and I'm going to mess it all up, so I'm just not going to do it.
Yeah, plus Riggins would laugh.
But what if I was good at it?
You on, just the thought of you on rollerblades, I'm sure he finds to be fun.
Yeah, he's back.
I'm going to get those rollerblades or the roller skates that you would just put your foot in when you were a kid, and it was like plastic, like yellow and blue, and it had the big wheels. It was like four wheels.
Like they would go over your shoes.
Yeah. Do you remember? And they would, really? You could make them bigger or make them smaller. Yeah, I had some
I don't
of those.
Remember those.
Yeah, I'm going to get some of those.
Yeah, they were for poor people. That's why we don't really know about them, Riggins.
Riggins like, I've never heard of that.
Never heard of
that. That's why they grow, so you don't have to buy a lot of pears.
Yeah, they're for poor immigrant children.
Oh, my God. Gross.
Shut up. Ooh.
So, other than doing a bunch of stuff that Adam had you doing, did you do anything outside of work?
No, I wanted to cook yesterday. I had taken out these short ribs and I let them thaw out, and I didn't even get to do that. Like, time just flew.
Now, can you not eat a regular sized rib? Are your hands too small?
Just kind of have the short ribs.
Like a regular sized rib. It would stretch all the way across her little apartment.
Yeah. It'd be like a dinosaur. Right.
She'd have to walk from one end of it to the other to eat it.
Yeah. It just looks like a Furby eating another Furby.
I can't wait to eat them today, though. I've been thinking about them for like 2 days.
How do you cook short ribs? In the crock pot?
No, because I don't have crock pot yet. Yeah, I need to get one. I just slow cook them in the oven.
Mm-hmm. Barbecue? You put barbecue on them?
No barbecue. I put just adobo.
Adobo.
You don't put barbecue on your... How do you eat ribs without barbecue?
No.
Just adobo.
Adobo, sofrito.
Adobo, sofrito.
What are you talking about right now?
Adobo. Adobo.
What do you mean?
I put a adobo.
What? Barbecue sauce?
No. Adobo and sofrito.
How do you cook your ribs?
I don't know.
In the oven?
In the oven. Oh, is that what you're saying?
What are you saying?
What?
Gay.
But your mom's all obsessed with trying to be Korean.
Yeah.
Didn't she have a good Korean barbecue sauce recipe for you or something?
I don't want to eat it. I don't want Korean food anymore. She's made me go eat Korean food every time I've gone to visit her.
No way.
I don't think I've ever seen a Korean restaurant.
Yeah. Sometimes you got to cook your own food.
Yeah, there's a Korean place that's very popular, but they do Korean fried chicken. That's like the new thing.
Oh, yeah.
Their chicken Spicy wings, if we're talking about the same place, the chicken wings are amazing. Yeah.
They do good for
amazing.
It's amazing. They have the best.
Amazing.
Adobo.
You know what? I will be impressed. I saw one of our, someone from our radio family. I followed them on Instagram, and she was cooking with the packets that make the yellow rice, the Goya sazon. And I was very impressed because looking at her pictures, I would have never thought. And she was making in the crock pot. She like knew exactly what she was doing. I was like, I see you, girl.
Because she was white?
She white?
She was white.
Yeah. Oh, that's why she would have never thought.
Right.
Yeah. What do you thought? A Goya sazon?
Sazon.
Sazon. Sazon. A Goya sazon. So we buy Goya products. Like if we're getting frijoles and that sort of thing. So I told Jody, especially after, you know, they came out in support of freedom and all of that, and everybody, all of the smart people in the U.S. that go to that side of the political aisle were really supporting Goya, and they would go buy a bunch of stuff just because they were trying to cancel them and donating it. You know, they would get what they wanted and then get extra to donate it to food banks and all that. So we needed some frijoles for a recipe I was doing, and I told Jody, I said, make sure you get the Goya brand.
Okay, yeah.
So she's like, I can't find it. They didn't have the Goya stuff. Where did you get it? I said, at that same store. It's where I always get it. You know, they don't have it. I looked all over the bean aisle, and they didn't have it in any of the beans. I said, well, Goya has its own special little section over there in the Mexican area. And she goes, oh, well, too bad I didn't go over there. I don't know what to tell you. I guess I'll get it next time.
Sorry.
But I called it the Mexican section one day, and Alexis, it's the international section.
It is international.
The part that I'm looking at is just the Mexican part. It's separated. There's a Mexican and an Asian and I think, what do you call it, an African, like where you get Indian termites too, and things like that. Okay. You know, some stuff from the Sudan. All that, but I was mainly on the Mexican shelf.
But Goya is like Latin. It's not just Mexican. You have like sofrito, which is usually made by Puerto Ricans. Puerto Ricans make it from scratch. All
right.
It's just
a lot. Are we splitting hairs here? I mean, it's right there with the tortillas and that cilantro sauce stuff that I got that we were all in. What did you call that? What's it called?
The cilantro sauce? Sofrito.
Yeah,
sofrito.
Sofrito.
I don't know.
I'm like looking at their website. All their food looks so good.
Yeah. So there you go, Ace.
Goya sazon.
Goya sazon.
I haven't even listened.
She was making a Goya sazon in a crack pot.
I don't know.
Oh, that's a crack pot.
You put a little la loro, a little
and yum yum.
I just think hearing y'all talk about shopping, yum yum. Hearing y'all talk about shopping, I realize how unbelievable. And Amanda loves to do the grocery shopping, so she does it. But our shopping is unbelievably boring compared to what y'all are shopping for.
No, I don't.
It's pretty much salmon, chicken, sirloin, you know.
No, she
some other kind of asparagus.
Turkey.
She does all kinds of stuff. She videos every time she buys groceries she's unpacking them.
I know, but it's the same stuff.
He's like, and I got this for David for his breakfast. He likes Pop-Tart bites. And
that's pretty much
this is for me because I'm healthy.
He's her Pop-Tart bite.
Yeah, Kay got excited the other day when he came over because he goes, oh, finally, real snacks.
He's like, your snacks used to suck?
I don't know. Yeah. He's like, I don't. He told her one day, Amanda, please, I don't really like healthy snacks. can we get some Cheez-Its? Can we get some graham crackers?
I'd like some, if you could just put a big pile of gluten on a plate for me.
Right. One bag of chips, please, just to help me out. One bag of chips. Yeah. Like, well, y'all are all international.
I just love food so much.
Oh, really?
Oh.
That's odd.
I couldn't get healthy snacks. I try. I get granola bars.
Did you eat them?
Yeah, I love granola bars.
I threw them out. I threw them over the balcony.
Like maybe you took a bite
at the neighbor.
Throw them at old ladies.
Yeah.
Do you have a lot of people outside this place like you did at your last place, jogging, exercising, that kind of stuff?
No.
Because I don't know the layout of where you live now.
They're running, but not for exercise. They're running for their lives.
That's not true.
Serpentine.
Not anymore?
No, because it's like it's a shopping area as well. Yeah. So you have to kind of drive up to see the people.
So you can't
around.
You just can't stand outside and thirst trap like you used to be able
no.
to.
No, there is a hotel in front of me, so I don't know who's in those rooms. I don't want to be thirst trapping if I can't see who's looking back.
You ever seen anything when you look in through there?
Oh yeah,
at night
on the weekends.
What do you see?
It's like people just getting it on. getting it on. And I'm like, do they not realize that the window is open and that there is an apartment complex right in front of them?
Oh, they're in a hotel. They don't care.
Yeah, they probably
don't. They're like, well, I'm not going to be here tomorrow. Big deal.
And why would you not want to thirst trap in front of them when you're thirst trapping and putting it on social media for thousands of people to see?
Because I can see those people. I know who is looking at it. I don't know those people in there.
It seems to me that would be the ultimate thirst trap. You're like,
Yeah, but they know where I live. I don't want them to know where I live.
They're going
to
be gone tomorrow.
Or, yeah, I guess it doesn't really work as a thirst trap because they can't brag on you.
True.
That's right. They can't. They have no way to respond. Yeah, like, damn, girl. Mm-hmm.
There's a naked child making short ribs. Weird.
What's that she's putting on them?
Oh, that must be short ribs with harada. And harada.
They're going to be good, whatever. You're gonna
I bet they will.
I'm going to send you a picture and you're going to be so hating.
So, do you think your mom's next guy is going to be Korean? Does she like him like that, or she just likes the culture and all that?
I think she just likes the culture.
She's not like jonesing to hook up with a Korean guy.
I think she's not trying to hook up with any guy. She's kind of done with that.
She's not trying. She's just doing it, not having to try.
How long has it been since your mom dated?
Probably over, it's going to be 11 years.
Oh, damn.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. She don't need to date anybody. She needs to just do what she's doing.
Regan says she's just like over there entertaining, you know, B2K.
B2K.
Isn't that their name?
BTS.
BTS. Yeah.
I like B2K.
BTK.
She's got them all. BTK.
You know, the K-pop group BTK.
Yeah. BTK. I was like, I can't show her these kids because she's going to think they're so hot.
I'm definitely setting off some kind of red flags in the building because I Googled hot Korean guys.
They all look so young, like little babies.
Well, that's probably a lot of them's name.
So
yeah, young
why
MC.
Did your what is it about Korean men that your mom is so attracted to?
She started watching a show on Netflix, and it was a Korean show. She's always she's always been in like loved Asian culture, but she started watching the show, and then that show led her down a spiral of just different shows. She's watched every single Korean show on Netflix, and therefore she now has a crush on Korean men because they're the ones that she sees on the show. And they're all period pieces, so they have the costumes on, and they're from different times. And I'm like, you're all not going to find a guy like that. Yeah, all subtitles. She says she can understand a little bit already, though.
That's impressive.
But when I go to her house and I go to her Netflix, I can't even see, like, suggested for you or what's hot, because everything is Korean, like all of the suggestions.
Speaking of which, you know what I've noticed that really bothers me about mine is that, so I have it all set up. I went to a lot of aggravation and trouble to get everybody set up. So, like, when you open the Netflix,
profiles.
My name, Amanda, Cade, Peyton, everybody had their own. Well, Amanda just click David's. It'll be fine.
She's messing up your queue.
So all of my suggested shows are serial killers, you know, people disappeared, whatever, you know.
That's mine, too. I love it.
Yeah, but that's because that's what you choose to watch.
I mean, it's probably interesting. You should watch it, too.
Yeah.
You know.
Whether it's, you know, like especially on the Netflix profiles.
Yeah.
The kids and I will always go pick, like, the worst picture for Jody's and...
just punch them up in there.
It's like one time it was a big black lady from Orange is the New Black, and her hair's sticking up all over her head. She got this crazy look in her eyes. That was Jody.
I know who you're talking about.
On ours, we change each other's names. Like inappropriate play on words kind of names.
Mm-hmm.
And then everybody, you'll just randomly see the names changing all the time.
Who all do you share Netflix with?
One of my friends. But I don't know why, because I have my own Netflix in my living room. So I only have that Netflix in my room. So I'm still paying for it.
So you have a one-bedroom apartment. You have two different Netflix accounts, one in the bedroom and one in the living room?
Yeah.
I don't even know how that works.
Well, because when I moved into my new apartment, I set my TV up with the password because I still had it into my room. And then I got the other TV set up and I couldn't remember the password. And it had been too long since I had talked to her to ask her for the password. So I was like, well, now I have to just get my own Netflix. And I've just never like logged out and gone into mine.
Well, the other one. Okay.
Yeah. So.
Well, right now on Netflix, the kids and I went in and we picked our profile picture to be characters from Cobra Kai.
Okay.
And Lainey is Johnny, who is the
the blonde haired kid,
the bad guy from the Karate Kid. And I think Aiden is Miguel, who's the sweet boy on Cobra Kai. And I'm Mr. Miyagi, and Jody is Kreese, the evil Cobra Kai sensei.
Did y'all pick hers for her?
Oh, yeah.
This is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button. Coming up next, more Share Funny.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
This is Share Funny, live on the Ace & TJ button. Find everything funny at the Share Funny link on acetj.com and our app. Now back to Share Funny.
Are y'all familiar with the show The First 48 on A&E?
Yeah.
It's a reality show with detectives from across the country. And it starts with a murder case that gets reported, and then the clock starts ticking, because if detectives don't get a good clue within the first 48 hours, then it diminishes the chances of catching the murderer by 50% or more. So there are so many episodes where they have to track down the person by finding out his nickname. Like they'll get witnesses, they'll get other people involved, they'll bring them in for questioning, and they'll say, who was the one with the gun? And they would say, Lashes. What's Lash's real name? I don't know. I just know Lashes.
Yeah, I don't know.
I was watching an old one yesterday, and they were in Birmingham, and they were trying to catch a killer, and the one of the suspects, they knew his real name, but couldn't find him anywhere, and nobody in the neighborhood knew his real name, so they had to go into the computer and figure out, to find out if he was listed as his nickname as well. And when they find out the nicknames, they don't laugh, because sometimes they're really funny. They don't laugh, but from that point on, they refer to the person by their nickname, no matter how silly it is, and they never crack a smile about it. They never say anything derogatory about it. That just becomes their name. And yesterday, he types it in his computer on the one that I was watching. He goes, oh, okay, here's his nickname. Nickname Mookie Duke.
And they just refer to him as Mookie Duke from that point forward. Yeah.
He's like, all right, Duke. So we're going to ride over here and see if Mookie Duke's at his mom's house.
Yeah.
Somebody said they saw Mookie Duke at his cousin's.
Call the captain, see if they've heard anything from Mookie Duke.
And one time he called him Mookie Dookie. But it was MookeyDuke.
Mookie Duke. Mookie
Wait,
Duke.
Spell it MookeyDuke.
Mm-hmm.
Mookie Dookie. Mookie Duke.
Mookie Duke.
Mookie Duke.
Like Mookie wasn't enough.
Mookie Duke.
Did they find him?
Well, there might have been another Mookie. I want to get Mookie in there, but there's no Duke on there. Mookie Duke.
Yeah, so once they started trying to look for him as Mookie Duke, they got some tips as to where he was, and they brought him in.
Well, like, you talking about Mookie Duke?
You said Kevin? I don't know no damn Kevin. I know Mookie Duke.
Yeah, he over there.
Do you look like his nickname, like a Mookie Duke?
I don't know what that would look like, but
I feel like sometimes you look at someone and you're like, you look like this.
Yeah. How would that make you feel? Someone said, no, you look like Mookie Duke. Like a Mookie Duke.
If that was my nickname, then I did a good job at picking a good nickname.
But how in the hell they gonna go all those times talking about somebody named Mookie Duke and not laugh? Because he was given the nickname. I'm sure the people laughed when they gave it to him, his buddies or whatever. You know, we're gonna call you Mookie Duke. Hey, his name is Mookie Duke. Look at him. He looked like a Mookie Duke. Where you going, Mookie Duke? Why are you getting mad? That's funny. Meanwhile, the cops are all, we have a composite sketch of the suspect named Mookie Duke, a.k.a. Mookie Dookie.
Yeah, but for the record, Alexis, you should never give yourself your own nickname.
You let other people give you your nickname?
His name was Francis.
Oh, Francis. You looked at
Francis ain't gonna work. How about Mookie Duke?
But, and yeah, Mookie Duke would be obvious go-to nickname for somebody named Francis. It's just like Bob and Robert.
His name Francis Williams. That was not gonna hold up in these mean streets.
You got a mustache. Yeah.
Francis.
I'm about to get it.
Yeah, you should never be giving yourself your own nickname, I don't think.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. I had to break that news to my son at a young age.
Oh, he tried to give himself a nickname?
Yeah.
What was it?
Boo Boo. Because his last name's Cannon. He's like, my nickname is Boom Boom. I said, what?
Oh, Boom Boom.
Yeah,
he said Boo Boo.
Eight or nine. Boom. And I said, what? And he goes, it's my nickname now, Boom Boom. I said, no, it's not. Nobody calls you that. He goes, but now they will. Because I was like, no, they won't. Stop. No, you cannot give yourself your own nickname. He goes, yeah, I'm going to do it. No, you're not going to do it.
He's so cute. Yeah.
No, nobody's going to call you that. He goes, I'm going to tell everybody to call me that. No.
Did you finally say, and by the way, the nickname Boom Boom is what they called big booby strippers back in the 60s and 70s.
No, just Boom Boom.
Yeah. You ever heard of that?
No. It's going to go away.
Boom Boom. Yeah.
Big old bosom women in the 60s and 70s, they call them Boom Boom.
Boom Boom?
Yeah, because when they walk, they're like, boom, boom,
boom, boom.
I guess that's what I figure that's why they call them, Boom Boom. I think if you give yourself an insulting nickname, like a self-deprecating nickname, you can do that.
Okay, well, that's fair. That would work, yeah. But, you know.
Like if you decide, if you're a woman and you decide, you know what, I'm just going to. You call me Whore Bucket from now on. Because that's what I am, obviously. I just don't learn. I just can't learn. Just from now on, I'll go by Whore Bucket, and it'll be fitting.
That's fine.
That's me. I'm Whore Bucket from this point forward.
I heard a woman say the other day, hey, I was not a whore in high school. I didn't become a whore until I got into college.
That's very self-aware.
She's like, so watch it.
Watch it.
Well, then you need to start calling your son Mookie Duke. He won't know where it came from.
Right.
Just all of a sudden, hey, Mookie Duke.
Mookie Duke.
You're like, what?
How did you find that, Reed? You just Googled Mookie Duke Birmingham?
Yeah, so I did somebody runs a website that recaps every episode of the first 48.
Oh, really?
And then, that's how I found his real name. And then I just went through the prisoners and found a picture of Mookie Duke. So.
Yeah, that's kind of a recent one. He didn't look like that on the show.
This was from 2012-2020.
It's like 21 Savage.
Hmm.
160.
He's kind of cute. Mm-hmm. He looks better in that picture than he did on the episode.
I don't like face tattoos.
Why?
You don't like a homemade cross between the eyes?
No, come on.
It's faded.
Why did you do that, Mookie Duke?
Mookie Duke, you silly.
Mookie Dookie, why'd you do that to your face?
You're a silly Billy.
That's my cousin.
That's what you are.
Uh-uh, man. You be talking to my cousin.
Yeah, I found out my ex had gotten face tattoos after we broke up.
Really?
Yeah, and they're all, I don't even know what they are.
Didn't it make you feel better about your decision to make him an ex?
Does it say, finally freedom?
Please.
So the ex that was the one that ate your leftovers, that one?
Yep, that one.
Mookie Duke's got several mugshots, doesn't he?
He's scary in that one.
Why is he incarcerated?
This one was for...
What, domestic violence?
Is that what it's
looking like? A failure to appear?
Assault in the second degree?
Hmm. Well, maybe he didn't get the murder charge.
That's what they were investigating.
Yeah, it's always murder. Okay. Always homicide detectives.
That makes sense. You really don't want to hear about a case about
like Vice.
Where
somebody stole something.
Yeah,
they're not interested in trying to track down one guy that stole a Camry.
Yeah. Well, if any Vice police are listening, not that what you do is not important, just for TV show purposes, you know, for a reality show of finding the killer. The killer. The gangster. The killer. And the dope dealer.
Well, best of luck to Mookie Duke.
Mr. Mookie Duke Williams.
Mr. Duke.
Share Funny needs to take a quick break, but we're back in less than 3 minutes on the Ace and TJ button. Available on the Ace and TJ app and iHeartRadio.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share. Now, more Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
Oh, I meant to ask you, city kids. Have y'all had an opportunity yet to use the saying "more nervous than a long tail cat in a room full of rocking chairs"?
No. Not yet. I'm waiting.
Yeah,
I'm waiting to do that.
I'm gonna use all of the country sayings when my cousin's here in town from Boston. Yeah. So the whole time she's here, I was gonna say different sayings.
Gonna make yourself a little cheat sheet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And act like I say it all the time. Yeah.
Okay, what do you say to someone when you're letting them know to back off? You're way more experienced in something than they are.
I don't know what.
Riggins.
Listen, I've been driving since you were in diapers, reaching for the doorknob, thinking it was a biscuit.
Since you were screaming for the doorknob, thinking it was a biscuit.
Since you were screaming for the doorknob, thinking it was a biscuit.
A biscuit.
It's got to be the right situation for that one.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say all of them at once.
Something about a tree full of owls and a rocking chair.
I'm more nervous than a ball peen hammer and a mule's ass with a room full of rocking chairs and cats.
Yeah, what is the ball peen hammer one?
No, it's somebody can't drive. You say, man, you couldn't drive a peg and a mule's ass with a 9-pound sledgehammer.
Oh my God, that's such a mouthful.
It's very descriptive.
That's so funny. You need to write a book.
One of my favorites is if somebody's, they're pulling on something. Like trying to pull on a chain or to move something, you say, "You so weak, you can pull a greased out of a mare's ass."
Greased, oh, so gross. That's so gross.
A greased deer out of a mare's ass. A mare is a horse, a woman horse, a female horse,
a woman horse.
Yeah,
they probably said that on Yellowstone.
My dad always used to say anything that was, and that's. Damn. So that's tighter than Dick's hat band. And I was like, who the hell is Dick? And I actually just looked it up. And turned out that's apparently a very commonly used phrase.
Yeah. You thought it was vulgar, didn't you? You thought he meant deer.
No.
I always did. I always thought it was something vulgar. And then the preacher used it one time in his sermon, and I was like, oh, he's talking about deers.
That one comes from England. I just looked it up. That comes from England. It actually says, in truth, no one has ever gotten to the bottom of this.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so
but
no one
there
knows.
Are several references in Old English tales to Dick's hat band, and they say nobody seems to know or ever, there never seems to be a definitive answer as to. Some of them were as fine as Dick's hat band. I'm not going to read that one because it's the word that would get me in trouble these days.
I'm dying to know what it is.
As plain as Dick's days. Hat band, older than Dick's hat band. Do what? Yeah. I'll write it down.
The word to get me in trouble these days.
Everybody's so woke now, yeah. You can't say beep.
That's true. That's the word that's...
Oh, you can't say that? Okay. Sue me.
Not from this day forward.
Yeah.
Damn Biden takes office.
Right? You used to be able to say what you felt.
I mean, they had a damn TV show called it.
Yeah.
Called what?
That word.
That's true.
Oh, yeah. That's mm-hmm. true. Yeah.
Take that paper with you, though.
It was.
I am going to shred it. I
think it's only offensive, though, if you precede it with the words bunch of damn.
Yeah, a bunch of damn. Yeah, maybe.
But yes, Riggins, I made a note. I'm taking all these papers home today, and I'll take shred every you. One of them.
Cause yeah. I used that word on stage one time, and it did not go over well. Thought it would be appropriate. Wasn't.
What, did they just, everybody say quiet?
No, everybody cheered, but then when I went off stage, the organizer of the event said, hey, not a big deal. Because I was already on the verge of tears, like when they ran up to me, you know. I was like, I'm so sorry. I didn't know. I thought it was, you know, I was going to get them fired up, and I thought... They cheered. Yeah, I don't really use that word as much anymore. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. Yeah. I'll never do it again.
Oh, they're like, we know. We know, because we're not going to be invited back.
Yeah, because we've got somebody ready to whip the shit out of you. Right over there.
These days.
Gotcha. Well, that's true. I mean, yeah. What's sad is, really, in all honesty, what's sad is, If I left this piece of paper and somebody said, what is that? And I said, I was reading something and I didn't want to use that word on the air, but I had to tell everybody on the show what the word was. Somebody would still get mad at me.
Yeah.
It would still be problematic.
Yeah. Jesus.
Even, well.
I said Jesus.
Jesus knows I'm trying not to use the word.
Oh, God. I'll be thinking of this and laughing for... at least the rest of the day. You know, when something happens in the morning and then later on you think about it, start laughing. I'll be thinking of Rob breaking down, talking about Avengers.
Yeah, absolutely.
We did that on the regular old show today.
Yeah.
Can you play it again, Riggins?
Yeah, he's
going to pull it up. So this was part of Rob's Nerd News podcast that aired yesterday. And it was a member of the radio family. A guy sent you a message, TJ, right?
Yeah. He said, hey, heads up. Was listening to Nerd News and Tech D. Well, here, I can read the whole thing. I got it right here. You know where I got it? Right here. His name is Alex. He said, if y'all need some good content for tomorrow's show, Rob got choked up talking about Avengers on his Nerd News podcast. And I said, bye. Thank you. He goes, I'll save Riggins some time if he goes and looks for it. It starts about 10 minutes and 30 seconds into the podcast. Yeah. And I was like, all I did was screenshot that conversation and send it to Riggins. And he goes, give me 2 minutes.
I'm so excited. So excited. All right. Is it ready?
Yeah, whenever you are.
I could watch Avengers Endgame every day. And I did for a while, honestly. It's a long movie, too. But that moment where everyone gathers on the battlefield, Captain America wields Thor's hammer, says, Avengers, assemble. Oh, man. It's, it gives me goosebumps to this day. So that.
Like the Alamo. Like, I mean. Yeah. Talk about Thor, yeah. Captain America, and Thor's hammer gives me goosebumps. Yeah. Not Pearl Harbor, or, you know.
Because Captain America is not supposed to have Thor's hammer. That was a sign of unity. Worthy.
It meant he was worthy.
He could lift the hammer.
Damn. So it's like a King Arthur sword.
Kind of.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
He was worthy, Riggins, and it's very emotional.
Yes.
Man, he was worthy.
He was worthy.
And he said, Avengers assemble.
When we first played that this morning, I thought Ace was going to have a heart attack trying not to laugh out loud to keep Rob from seeing that he was laughing so hard.
I laugh at things. I mean, I cry at things that everybody thinks are stupid. And I was like trying to give the benefit of the doubt. But then it got to a point where it was pretty funny. I mean, I couldn't help it anymore.
I was laughing.
Did you cry more when you watched that movie or Toy Story?
Ooh, I don't know. Don't know.
Yeah, y'all thought that was a joke question.
It wasn't, right? Nope. I think Toy Story probably.
I can't even
Toy
get cry, mad at that.
Did you cry at Toy Story, Alexis?
I did. I cried with all Pixar movies, though. Yeah. All of them.
That's what they do to you.
Every single one.
Yeah.
I picture you sleeping in a toy box.
Barbie's Malibu Dream House.
You're in there with Slinky Dog. Mm-hmm.
The correct answer is, I've never seen that shit because I'm 30.
I'll be a dick.
That was a dick thing. I don't know if I cried. I never saw it because I'm an adult.
So it's okay, Toy Story, crying at an animated movie because you did. Right, and but the Avengers is just dumb because you don't like that.
No, story. I think it's, you know, if he had his moment or whatever, fine. But then the fact of how he's talking about that moment, like
he had his moment. Oh, great, you had your moment.
You had your moment. You know.
Yeah, I guess the lesson is everybody's into some wacky stuff and they get emotional over it, but it's funny.
Yeah, I was more shocked that he would go home every day for a month and watch
it. Not a show, a 3-hour movie.
But it's
day.
Like three episodes
to be fair,
of the show.
He said he didn't watch the whole thing every day. And he would fast forward to his favorite part. So he may have just watched 20 minutes a day.
It was an hour.
That Blu-ray was fresh.
At least an hour. Never mind. Shut up.
Yeah, it was at least an hour. Yeah.
What was the scene? It was that scene that you would fast forward to?
Yeah, like whenever, really? Whenever that starts to happen. That's the best part of the whole movie.
When Captain America picks up Thor's hammer.
Well, just slightly before, because you got to get the lead up.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
He had that thing scratched up.
Yeah, it was on Blu-ray. Yeah. He made sure that when I first got my Blu-ray player, I don't mean to be flexing, but...
Was that an Endgame?
Yes.
Because I do like Avengers. Those are my favorite superhero movies, I feel like. But I've never cried at one.
This isn't the first one I've cried at, I'm sure.
Oh, I'm sure, too.
Yeah. What's the other one with... Groot, what's his name?
Oh, yeah, Guardians of the Galaxy.
I cried with that one the other day. My mom.
Hmm. Is that a Freudian slip? Calling him Root instead of Groot. Yeah.
What's up, Root?
Well, he's a tree.
Hey, you're a superhero.
See that Root?
How big that Root is.
Wow. I'm sorry, I just get emotional when you talk about Ant-Man. I have a hard time talking about Ant-Man.
And just don't even try it with Deadpool.
The part when he becomes the Hulk. When he hulks out.
When he splits his last pair of pants.
Yeah. Oh, it's so funny.
It's sweet.
Because the last time, it could possibly be the last time he says, I'm Batman.
I will tell you, I also did cry at the last of the Christopher Nolan Batman movies because I thought Batman was dead. He wasn't. Spoiler alert.
Which one is that?
Dark Knight Rises, the one with Bane.
Okay.
Idiot. How could you not know that?
Duh.
I do love that movie. That's a good one. That's a great movie.
One with Bane.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think I saw that one at the movie theater with my son.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It's a good movie.
Did he cry?
Yeah. No. I did because I'm having to spend a Saturday afternoon watching that shit. Oh, God. You didn't want to go to a ball game or something? Come on.
My friend thought
You want to drink beer? I'll give you beer today.
Anything.
My friend thought it was his wife that was crying at the
Was it you?
Yeah, it was me.
So you were
audible.
Yeah, it was worse.
Snubbing.
It was worse than Avengers because I thought Batman was dead.
He was snubbing.
And then he's like alive. And he's like,
oh.
Oh, I was about to say, don't do that to me, Batman. He's reaching over to hand his wife his handkerchief. She just takes it and passes it to Rob.
Share Funny needs to take a quick break, but we're back in less than 3 minutes. Woo-hoo! On the Ace and TJ button. Available on the Ace and TJ app and iHeartRadio.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing, and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share. Now back to Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
Well, the radio family has come for everybody now. Joe said, I agree with Rob. It ranks right up there with Rudy and Rocky.
Oh, please.
Oh, God.
Kiss my ass, Joe. There is no way. There is no way that is a Rudy or a Rocky moment. And Rob, I'm defending you here, but still, stop.
Yeah. Yeah. Locked and reported.
Because those are real.
Yeah.
Rocky and Rudy.
Two people have said, if we're going to rag on Tech D Rob, let's just play the champ for Riggins. But to be fair, it's a death scene, and Riggins was like a kid when he first saw it. It makes him cry.
Yeah, I mean, it's the saddest scene of all time. But.
And Gilberto just says, I'm crying now. So funny.
Gilberto.
Yeah, there's no way, no offense, Rob, to each his own, but you can't tell me that's as emotional as Rudy when Rudy gets in the game and gets the sack.
Which is a true story.
Yeah.
And or so Rocky, is Rocky.
Rocky Balboa.
But any movie that is real, like a live action, I think if that makes you cry or get emotional or whatever, it's different than if it's, you know, superheroes and sci-fi things and whatnot. Right? That's why we're making fun of Rob.
No,
oh, he's not cool crying. He's nerd crying.
Nerd tears. Let's go pound this nerd.
Nerd tears.
I want to see some nerd tears. I'm going to drink a cup of your nerd tears. I'm thirsty for some nerd tears.
Oh, man.
You see the difference?
It's sweet. It's endearing, though. You know? It's not bad.
Yeah. There's a sensitive side.
Right. Now, as far as crying scenes, I would put Daniel's son in the first Karate Kid up there with the crane kick or whatever it was. I put that way up there on the list.
Yeah, that didn't make me cry, I don't think, when I saw that originally.
Because he's Italian.
Right, because he's Italian.
You wanted him to get his ass beat.
I was like, look at him.
You have a long standing bias against the Italians.
The Italian's turned his back on his culture and he's going off with Mr. Miyagi there. That's it.
Way to be woke.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I put the Karate Kid way up there.
That would be a good one, though, I think. I know a lot of people did cry at that, the Karate Kid.
What was that? It was a weekly show that was Julia Roberts the president in the show? There was somebody, it was a woman president.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Yeah. No, that was Veep. This was a long time ago, Ace, like when we were young. I think it, no, it was Gina Davis, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
She played
yeah. Madam President
right.
or something.
Yeah, that used to make me cry. Just the thought of that. I mean, that scared the shit out of me.
I don't like it. Would it be safe to say that we all have something that you can look at and cry, that makes you tear up for whatever reason, and you would be embarrassed if anybody else knew it?
Not me.
No, I'm not embarrassed about it.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
If I'm going to cry, I'm going to cry.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not ashamed of crying over, you know, starving children in the world and stuff.
Never mind.
No shame in that.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, some people may make fun of that, but I don't care what they think. It doesn't hurt me. All I care about are the children.
Do you remember Riggins for a time when if anybody did anything on the show that remotely sounded like a complaint, TJ would then appear to read a letter from some child in some foreign land who'd lost a leg trying to get water.
Stop, for his are you serious?
I cut my finger this morning. Yeah. It's a paper cut. And if I sat here and said, damn, this paper cut, if we're on the radio, like, this paper cut I got is driving me crazy. He would say, dear Mr. TJ.
Please tell Ace I recognize his pain. Yeah. I, too, have experienced a minor setback today. While my mother went down to the river to wash our laundry, a crocodile ate her leg. I had to go down and carry her back after making a tourniquet to save her life. So, yes, the paper cut I know is annoying. Signed, Ndugu.
It was constant. Dale says, nerd alert, Star Trek Nemesis, when Data dies. I tear up every time.
I remember that, actually, because my mom was a huge Star Trek fan, so I remember nerd. That scene.
Your mom's a nerd.
Yeah.
Nerd? Where are your mom's nerd tears?
So, your mom cries nerd tears.
Your mom from a galaxy far, far away.
Your mom's in love with a computer.
Yeah, I have no idea what that even means.
Yeah, I don't have a clue.
Because Data is, he's like a robot, but with, like, he looks like a human, but he's a robot.
Computer!
I love that description.
He's a person, but like on computer, the inside,
but he looks
computer.
Like a robot.
He's a droid.
Like a Jason said, my dad cried in the theater watching Free Willy. I don't think I've seen Free Willy.
Yeah. That was a sad one. If you're a kid, again, if you're 7.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never watched it.
I cried at the new Lion King. Because it's so cute. Like the little lion, baby lion. I just want to smush him.
The new one with Will Smith?
The Lion King, not Aladdin.
Oh.
Yeah, he's in Aladdin.
That was a dumbass.
Yeah, I was joking.
Jake said, Rugrats movie made me cry when I was a kid when Tommy was fed up with his baby brother. Still gets me, even though I haven't seen the movie since about 98.
Did he punch the baby or something? Like, put the baby in a wood chipper?
I think he tries to abandon him in the woods or something. His baby brother.
Dylan.
If I remember.
Dill Pickles.
That's we cried that? Or are you crying little. For you're crying for the kid, not for the baby, not
right.
for Tommy.
Okay. Right. Those are nerd Nickelodeon tears.
Yeah.
I love those shows.
Yeah, we got to find a way to bring that back. That's a great clip, Rob. Thank you.
Glad I could help.
How often do you get like that on your nerd news stuff?
Not really that often that I can think of.
Because Riggins said you're way more passionate about all of that than you are anything else that he's ever heard you speak on.
Well, that's what I bring to the podcast, are the things that I'm passionate about.
It's clear listening to, he has so much knowledge and he's got it's a great podcast if you like that kind of stuff. He is truly an expert at that kind of stuff.
Nerd
yeah.
shit.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, that's about as big a compliment as saying he's truly an expert at shit eating.
Okay.
I mean, he can do it better than anybody I know and tell you how to do it. Very knowledgeable.
Should we call it 30 minutes on how to get your ass whipped
by cool kids?
What's the sound of
my new podcast? How to get your ass whipped by the cool kids.
Everybody's in this.
I think this is the kind of conversation they warn kids about these days.
This doesn't happen.
Yeah, this would put us all in the principal's office if we were at lunch.
Yeah.
So, Alexis, is your podcast really about 8 minutes, you said?
Yeah, it's like...
We could have played that during this time. Yeah. We could have played the whole damn thing.
It could have gone 6 minutes ago.
It's coming up next.
Oh, it is?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
great.
Now you guys have to go film some stuff. Remember, makes.
She doesn't want us to listen. Yeah. Is that why?
I don't want to listen to it.
Who's been helping you with it, with your presentation?
Adam.
Riggins is choking on a diet coke.
Oh,
so is it a podcast? Yeah. Is it a podcast about how to email 100 times a day?
It's the things we're passionate about.
That's his area of expertise.
How to respond to an email without ever actually reading it?
Yeah.
But we're looking forward to it.
Yeah.
You know, let's get him some. Practice.
So, have you done recorded, practice podcasts and all, and then he goes over with you and gives you pointers?
Yeah. So I recorded the first couple episodes a couple of times, and I would just send it to him every time, and then he would have something that he would change here, something that he would change there, and then I would go over those changes and then re-record again.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we pick at Adam a lot, but he was actually. Yeah, you know, a big time talent coach for radio.
Yeah,
before he started working for us,
and he really has worked with legendary people in the business, and he was a very successful program director.
Yeah, but then again, he's the only one we've ever heard say that. I mean, true. You know, he has a lot of big time friends and all, but they never say, "Yeah, when Adam worked with us, I mean, he was the shiat."
Yeah,
you know. Now, he could have been a coffee fetcher for them, but, you know, they just said, put on your resume that you were an assistant.
Yeah.
You know. No, he's good at that stuff. Yeah. So, in other words, if it's not good, then it's your fault.
Pretty much.
You just don't have what it takes.
Yeah.
Sink or swim, baby.
Mm-hmm. Eight minutes of hell. That's what it could turn out
coming
to be.
Up next, right here.
This is Share Funny.
Oh, yeah.
On the Ace and TJ button.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant-free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime. It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. All on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
All guests of the Ace and TJ show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.